And Julie, some real love there. That was great. We are the light that shines so bright. So I have a joke for you today. Why are Dasher and Dancer always taking coffee breaks? Because they are my Starbucks. I loved it, so I thought you should see the whole thing. It takes a village, doesn't it? Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Rex, the two guys behind the power. They're the power group back there. So we're going to talk about Christmas today. I know that surprises you. So let's go to the true meaning of Christmas according to our founder, Ernest Holmes. And he says, it's a time for us each to celebrate a great event in history. The realization of the birth of God into the human soul. The incarnation of the living spirit of life within every human being is the gift of Christmas. Jesus led the way. He led the way showing us as an example. Jesus was not an exception. I think that that's really important at this time of the year. He was an example. Jesus was a way shower, an example of living in faith. Everybody breathe into that, because, you know, we hear different things than that. And everything that Jesus taught and exemplified was to show us who and what we each are. Take a breath in that this morning. Jesus' method was direct, dynamic, powerful, and yet extremely easy and simple to comprehend. Jesus showed us how to live, being in total unity with God as our divine nature. Not separate from us. I also like the way Joel Goldsmith says of Christmas. Joel says, to me, the Messiah is that which frees us from ourselves, frees us from our limited sense of self. I really like what he's talking about. We are never enslaved by anyone or any condition. I really like that. Everybody breathe into that. We're not enslaved, except by that which we have either made or accepted for ourselves. Anybody? Yeah, I've been there. We believe our own thinking, and we make up our own conditions of slavery. Now, Joel, he just says it so clearly. We allow events of life to imprison us in hurts, loss, pain, and limitation. Oh, hallelujah, bless our hearts. We forget that there is a power within us which can and will set us free. Now, I also looked in the Bible, and Colossians 1:27, the Christ within us is our hope and glory. Now, that's not usually what we hear, is it? We have all worshiped fear, doubt, limitations, forgetting our divine nature. I certainly have. And so today we let a greater truth set us free, if you're willing, if you think it might work for you. Today we're going to celebrate ourselves as we willingly give ourselves the gift of freedom this season. I can't say how important that is for each and every one of us. It isn't about anybody else. It's about what works for you. God did not create a single negative person. Now, you might have a list. I'll say that again. God did not create a single negative person. So if you by chance are being negative, that doesn't come from the creation of God. Yes? Yeah. So today, I'm going to invite each of us to examine our beliefs. Are you as happy as you'd like to be? Everybody, you don't have to say yes or no. Just think about it. Do you believe you are blessed? If not, are you willing to change your mind? As I said last week, we are each the boss of our own thinking. How are you doing, boss? We have the ability to retrain our belief system. That's what we study here. That's what we learn here. Retrain our thinking. Change your thinking, change your life. That is the absolute philosophy of Science of Mind. Making a small change, just a small change, not huge changes. That's really hard and it's very scary. Making a small change will develop a new mindset and new responses. Small change. I have another joke for you. Why don't crabs celebrate Christmas? Because they're shellfish. I like that one too. So don't be a crab this Christmas. Change your mind. I had so much fun looking up Christmas jokes when I was supposed to be working. Don't you love it when you do that? Don't you just love it when you're supposed to be doing something that, you know, you've assigned yourself to do and you do something totally different? And there's nobody now in your life to tell you shame on you? I have so much fun doing that. Anyway, so now we're going to get back into Christmas. You see, the gift awaits each one of us. All the lightness of heart as we each awaken the Christ within us today, this season. Here, right now, is a beginning place. And one of the ways we begin is by saying, I will not allow life's events to steal my joy. It's up to you. You're the boss of your thinking. Be the boss of it. Be the boss of your life. I will stop living in the shadow, in the shallow waters of never enough, someone's being wrong, gossip, the, oh, isn't it awful mentality. Anybody ever been there or heard that? Yeah, I have. See, we've all been there, and the reason we've all been there is because it gives us a choice to be different, to change how we think and to change how we feel. We can each at any moment retrain our negative responses by repeating, life loves me. Simple. Life loves me. Turn to somebody and say, life loves me. And please agree with them. Over and over again, no matter what's going on in your life, life loves me. And it's almost like we're challenging life to show up in greater ways how we are loved, because everything always works out for my good. Repeat that one to yourself. Everything always works out for my good. Now, maybe you're not feeling your good right now. However, you just keep telling it, okay, it all works out. This teaches us to live from deep waters. Deep waters, knowing we are surrounded by God's loving guidance. Shallow waters seem limited or less than this. Deep waters are where we feel and know we are supplied and surrounded by a greater good than we can ever even imagine. Deep waters lift us up in love no matter what's taking place. I live in deep waters of God's love, God's guidance, God's ever-present beingness, in me, through me, and for me. Last week I talked about my Father God knows what I need, and I relax in the miracle. The way will show up. My Father God knows what I need. I don't know about you, but I'm repeating this all the time, and it's pretty miraculous what takes place. If you weren't here last week, then you can certainly hear it on the website. God has a way. But we're the ones that must keep knowing this truth. The more I daily say this and I practice living from the deep waters of my faith, love and divine guidance is here for me. Everything I need shows up as I need it. And I'm watching this happen. So this is my gift to you today. Work it. Use it. Call God present in every moment. And so I have another story for you. You know, every day, I think some of you know, Rick gets up. He gets up really early, gets up at 3 a.m. so that he can meditate for at least an hour. And then he takes off for work at 4:30, and I don't get up till 5. And he gets up, and then he goes and works out, or he goes swimming, and then he gets to work by 7 o'clock. So this last week on Thursday, I wake up and Rick's still in the house. I say, honey, are you okay? He said, yeah, you know, things just didn't work out for me this morning. He said, I don't understand. I had a great meditation. But he said, I just can't get moving. I can't get going. You see, if everything is here that serves us and works for us, then we have to see that it's absolutely perfect. Well, one of those big trucks came not too long after that. And delivered some Amazon things. I love Amazon. Thank you, God, for Amazon. And so then, you know, went down our driveway. We have a long driveway. And Rick, I went down, Bodie and I went down to say goodbye to Rick as he pulls out of the garage and he closes the garage door. And all of a sudden, the garage door opens. I said, oh, honey, what'd you forget? And he's pointing down the driveway. So I come out and I look and I told Rick, I said, I'm telling this story. He said, it's a bush. I said, it was a tree. It was at least 8 feet tall. Had apparently got caught in the big truck that went down, and boom, there was this big tree in our driveway. There's no way to get around it. I said, thank you, God, he couldn't get organized this morning. You see, he was there to help cut the branches so we could at least kind of go around it. See, everything works. Not only that, I didn't like that bush, the big tree. It made me sneeze every spring. Thank you, God. Fighting with life or another person or an event can't change parts of us. It makes us be in shallow water when we fight with life. Accept what's taking place and ask the Spirit of life to guide you through those troubled waters. Knowing you are blessed and knowing the blessings of God rain upon you. Because I don't know about you, but I can get really mixed up in the events of life. And when I stop to say, okay, God, I don't know why this is going on, but I know that there's a greater truth yet to be revealed. And I wait for that revealing. Everything always works out. So why kick and scream in the working out of it? It's like a pregnant woman who's ready to give birth saying, I really don't want to give birth. Not possible. You have to go through it to have the gift that's given at the end of that. We have to see that everything is here to serve us, even though we don't understand it and we don't always know why. Things do go bump in life, and we can't stop trees from falling. Trees, it was huge. Anyway, or people from criticizing us or bad drivers. We can't stop that. We just want to make sure that we're not the ones doing it. We can choose not to, because what we dislike will always be attracted to us to show up. We want to love it all. Oh, thank you, God. Let me love that. We always have a choice to live in and from the deep waters. The deep waters where we know life is for us. The deep waters is where we stop in the moment and say, okay, God, I have no idea how to be with this that is taking place in my life, but I trust that you will guide me through the process and my loved ones. Receiving the gift of this season is totally up to each one of us. Will you allow the Christ within to awaken your hope and glory that lives in you? Divine protection and guidance is yours for the asking. Let us each live in and from the spirit of Christmas all year. And we do that by allowing and acting as if every day in faith, knowing there is a way when there seems to be no way. There is a way. There is a way for everything. I am knowing God has a way, and I let Christ within that lives within me awaken greater today than ever before. And I invite you to do the same thing. I invite you to come this evening, this afternoon, to the drum circle. They have plenty of drums. They have plenty of noisemakers. And beat the heck out of some of these old beliefs that no longer belong to you. Woohoo! For sure. And then you get to come on Christmas Eve, and then you get to claim the light and let it be the light within you, awakening within you. And then New Year's, we're going to do a burning bowl so that you can let go of anything that no longer belongs to you. And start a brand new year, 2020. So I just want to stop and say Merry Christmas to all. Let's be grateful and filled with thanksgiving for not only each other, but for the love of this community and for what it gives to us each individually. We say thank you, God. Let's take it into prayer. So I just take this moment recognizing that there's only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved. It is that very basis, the very essence of life. And it is the life that lives and breathes within me. I am full of that divine essence, and I let it shine. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and so I'm speaking this word here and now for and about each and every one of us, knowing that right where you are, God is. That there is a greater power taking place within you. It is awakening so beautifully, so magnificently, and we allow it to have full flavor and full expression in and through and as each and every one of us. I see it, I know it, I claim it, I accept it for you this day. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle working power of pure spirit to do its stuff. I don't have to know how. I just know that it is at work in each and every one of our lives. This is what I know to be true. I know and accept that as we each embrace this season more fully and more completely and more wholly than ever before, that everything is here to serve us, and we open to receive the serving of spirit. We partner with that divine essence of our own being, knowing that it will all work out. Everything is working for our highest and greatest good. And those loved ones that we bring to mind, right where they are, God is. We recognize that. We celebrate it. And we know that the truth that lives within us lives in all people, everywhere. And we call forth greater sense of peace and harmony in the world in this very holy and sacred time. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God. I know this, I trust it. This is from where I live. And I release this, my word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it. And we just allow the fullness of God to be expressed, to be complete, to be wholly perfect in us, as us, and through us. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement or wish to be, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.